after the party that Yitzchak had made at the that Avraham Avinu had made when Yitzchak was born. So it says, Vayas, Vayigdal, Ayelad, Vayigamal, and the boy, the lad, grew up, Vayigamal, and he was weaned from his nursing, Vayas Avraham Mishte Gadol, and Avraham Avinu made a big party, B'yom Higamal Es Yitzchak, and the day of Higamal Es Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was weaned. Now, interesting, we discussed it, you know, what the Gemara says, that Hashem is going to make a big party, a big Suda, B'yom She Yigamal Zareh Shel Yitzchak, on the day that the Yidden will be weaned from exile. The day that the Eibishter will be Shehu Goymel, that he will be doing good, the Zareh Shel Yitzchak, and then we spoke about all about the benching and who's going to bench. It was a fascinating discussion. And now, I just want to conclude one more thing about this Higamal. In other words, this pasuk of Higamal Es Yitzchak that Avraham makes Mishteh Gadol is referring to the ultimate party for the Jewish people by the coming of Mashiach. So here's an interesting thought from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. The word Higamal, he slices it into three parts. Hey, Gimel, Mol. Hey, Gimel, Mol. What does it mean, Hey Gimel Mol? He Gam Mel. The Hey of Hashem's name, we know that Avraham Avinu, when he had his bris milah, Hashem added the Hey to his name. And if whoever has been following in the earlier classes, we know that Avraham Avinu's bris milah was, in a sense, on a personal level, he came already to the Yemais HaMashiach. He completed his avoda. He already arrived to the coming of Mashiach. That's why, right after the Bris Milah, he's sitting Kachayim Hayoyim, Vayera Elav Hashem. He has the highest Gilui Elokus, the highest godly revelation. That's already the Gilui of Yemois Mashiach, Kachayim Hayoyim, which the sages tell us that Hashem took out the sun from its sheath, from its container, which is described. The same exact thing is going to happen after Mashiach comes. Hashem will take out the sun from its container, and Tzadikim will be healed, just like Avraham Avinu was healed from his injury. Mamash Mashiach, the light, the sun is the Shem Yudke Vavke that is concealed in the encasement of the name of Elohim, which is the name of blockages and concealment. So this is Mamash Mashiach, Bias HaMashiach. Problem was that it was only Avram Avinu, it wasn't yet the world. Now all that was also hinted to in the Hay that Hashem added to Avram. The Hay is the Hay of Geula, the Hay of redemption. Why Davke Hay is connected to Geula, Kedushas Levi doesn't say right now. We can probably find a lot of connections. But the hay is connected to the ultimate redemption. But here's the thing. Avraham Avinu merited the hay as a result of his bris milah, which is the geula, which is the redemption. But it was incomplete. The hay of Avraham was not really fully activated in Avraham. In other words, even though Avraham received the hay, it didn't really fully permeate him completely, because even though Avram had his bris milah, but we know that the main bris milah, the main circumcision, is when it's done on an 8 days old baby. Avram had his bris when he was 100 years old, so it was the bris, but it was not the bris to the fullest idea. The real bris is in Hashem makes a covenant with a Jewish baby when he's 8 days old. The idea, as discussed in other places, the idea of a bris being done in 8 days resembles the atzmius, the essential bond between Hashem and Yidden that far surpasses all intelligence and all decisions that a person makes based on his mind and his intellect and understanding. When a baby is 8 days old, he has no understanding, no reason, and he just is. He's in a connection with Hashem, so it represents the deepest bond. It's coming from Hashem's essence to the Jew's essence. And it expresses the essence of the relationship that is going to be also revealed when Mashiach comes. The Yechidah Shebenefesh, the deepest union between a Yid and the Eibishter, is revealed only in the coming of Mashiach. That Hiskashrus, that bris. So by Avraham Avinu it was lacking, because he had the bris when he was 100 years old, not when he was 8 days old. Yitzchak Avinu was the first one who had the bris when he was 8 days. That's why Yitzchak is the child associated with the Geula, because Yitzchak means laughter, and Tzchayk Asali Elokim, the ultimate laughter. Yitzchak is the Geula, is redemption, because Yitzchak has the bris when he's 8 days. So the Hey of Avram takes was more pronounced in Yitzchak, even though Yitzchak doesn't have a hey in his name, but was more pronounced in Yitzchak than it was in Avram. But Yitzchak also had a little bit of a the bris, even though it was far more pronounced in Yitzchak, it still was not the ultimate full realization of the hey, of the geula, of the redemptive power of that hey in Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak also had a problem, because Yitzchak was born from a father who didn't have a bris when he was 8 days old. And actually, Yitzchak was actually born from his father Yitzchak was born from his father after the bris, because Sarah became pregnant from Avram Avinu after Avram Avinu's bris milah. So there was already after a bris. Chas v'shalom, Yitzchak wasn't born from an arel, from someone who was uncircumcised. But the person in which Yitzchak, and that's one of the hachanas of creating a child of Yitzchak, needed to be that you had to get rid of the klipa, you had to get rid of the arla. That's true. But even though Avram had his bris, but since Avram's bris was not the full, powerful bris, because he was a bris to 100 years old, not to 8 days, so the son that was drawn into the world as a result of this bris did not have the full quality of the bris. So therefore, Yitzchak has his bris to 8 days, but he wasn't born. Excuse me. His very making as a person did not come from a father who had the bris to 8. But Yaakov Avinu, he is the third. That's why he's the most precious, because he is the one who was born from a father who had a bris at 8 days old. That's why the hay of Avram, which is the geula, is not perfected. Doesn't reach his ultimate full expression until the third generation, which is Yaakov. And we get to the third generation of Yaakov, that's when we have the full hay, the full impact of the hay of Avram. And that's the meaning of the words hay, the hay, which is higamel, hay, gimel, it's going to manifest at the third generation, which is Yaakov, mal, the result of the bris milah, or the one who is going to be gimel mal, the third one to have his circumcision. Avram is the first one to have his circumcision, which was lacking. Yitzchak was the second one to have a perfect circumcision, but he was born from someone who was not circumcised at 8 days. Yaakov is gimel mal, the third one to have the bris. And here you have the perfect mila, so you have the perfect hay, so you have perfect redemption. So in Yaakov is where you have full giyula, of course stemming from Yitzchak, who is the power of the redemption. Now, what's the story the Torah tells us immediately after this? Torah says that Vatera, next pasuk tes, Vatera Sarah as Ben Hagar. Sarah sees the son of the maid as Ben Hagar Hamitris, the son of Hagar the Egyptian. Asha yalda l'Avram, that she gave birth to Avram, Metzachik. He's laughing. So right now, when we're coming to the Mishta Gadol, we're coming to the ultimate Mishta, the ultimate party, the ultimate celebration. It's going to be preceded by the, here's where we have the trouble of Yishmael, because it's exactly this that Yishmael disliked. See, we see right before the end of days, the last moments before the coming of Mashiach and the full revelation and the tremendous love and glory that the Jewish people are going to have, it is fought by a klipa, and that's klipas Yishmael, which we know all too well. Whatever was written about this years ago was all predictions, prophecies. But we see the klipa of Yishmael in all of its power and all of its might and all of its ferociousness. And it's related to mamish this story. Because you see, Avram makes the party for Yitzchak, b'yemi gamalas Yitzchak. Yishmael sees that, and Yishmael is envious. And we know the main sin of Yishmael is a big sinner. The main sin of Yishmael is his feeling of superiority over Yitzchak. After all, he's the Bachar, he's the oldest son. And usually the Kedusha is always in the Bachar. Yishmael could never ever accept the fact that he is the son of the maid. He's not the son of the main woman. He's the son of the maid, and that is what he never accepted, that he's an Eved, that he's a servant. That's why it says an interesting thing. It says that Yishmael did tshuva in the end of his life. What was the tshuva that he did in the end of his life? Was that, how do we know that he did tshuva? It says that when Avram died, it says that Yitzchak and Yishmael came to the funeral and they buried him. So it says that they buried him, Vayikaver, they buried him. Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav, Yitzhak and Yishmael. Since it mentions Yitzhak first, it's not only the Torah mentioning Yitzhak first, it's because of the actual levaya at the funeral. Yishmael honored Yitzhak and let him go in front of him, because at that moment Yishmael recognized that the Yitzhak is the designated heir to Avram Avinu, and he is not the one. But again, Yishmael all his life contested that, and it could be that right the coming of Mashiach, the descendants of Yishmael will do tshuva. We don't know about that, but that's exactly what we see in the world. Yishmael believes that they are the carriers of Hashem, of Avram's light, and that's why they believe the Makam HaMikdash is theirs. It's their connection. They have the ultimate connection. And that's always the rule. The klipa comes before the fruit. When a fruit grows, always the shell grows before the fruit. So the shell, which claims to be, and the shell claims to be the main thing. Yishmael is only a shell. So over here, dafka after this party, b'yom hi gamal Yitzchak, which we said earlier represents the ultimate festivities that are going to take place after Mashiach comes. And Yishmael sees that, and Yishmael can't stand it. And that's why he's laughing. He's mitzachik. And we know that, what is the tzchoik that he was laughing? So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that he was actually shooting arrows at Yitzchak. He wanted to kill him. In other words, Yishmael's envoy against Yitzchak is he shoots arrows, like Hamas is doing, sending over missiles into Eretz Yisrael. Same idea. Mitzachik. But there's an interesting thing over here. The Rashi says that Yishmael did three averis. The word tzchoik applies, which it means over here, laughter, scoffing, relates to three averis. What are the three averis? Avoid the Zara. Serving idols, like it says by the ego that the Yidden were mitzachik. And then the other one is Gili Arayos, which it says by Yosef that the woman, that the wife of Potiphar said that this young lad came, Letzachik bi, came to Letzachik, which means over there it would mean Gili Arayos, which means adultery. And finally, the last one is Shvichas Damim, means murder. And he brings a pasuk from Navi where it describes a gladiator fight, in which obviously it's over there is the idea of murder, and that's the game, and that's Letzachik. So Rashi says that it was that she saw all three averis. The Chasam Sofer says something really magnificent, that it doesn't mean that he actually did all three sins. He did one sin that equals all three sins. Which sin equals all three sins? The sin that equals all three sins is the sin of Lashon Hara. Chazal say that Lashon Hara is equal to the three cardinal sins. What was his Lashon Hara? What was his Lashon Hara that he said? So the idea is it's related to the previous pasuk. When Yishmael saw the great festivities that Avram Avinu was making for Yitzchak, in other words, there was a clear statement from Avram that Yitzchak is his inheritor, and Yitzchak is the one who is going to have the estate, and the ultimate spiritual lineage of Avram Avinu is going into Yitzchak, not into Yishmael. So Yishmael was claiming that he is the one, and in order to strengthen his claim, to support his claim, he argued, he picked up on the Lashon Hara that has been, on the laughter that has been stated earlier, and that is that people were saying that Yitzchak is not even a son, because after all, everybody knows that the main wife of Avram is Sarah. If the main wife of Avram is Sarah, so even though Yishmael is the oldest, is the firstborn, but he's the firstborn from the maid. But in order to refute that, he argued that Yitzchak is not even, it comes from Sarah, but not from Avram, because Sarah only became pregnant with Yitzchak after Sarah was abducted by Avimelech. And since that's the case, there was the argument that Avimelech impregnated Sarah, not Avram. And therefore, he said, you're a son of Avimelech, you're not even a son of Avram Avinu. And therefore, I am the inheritor, and I'm the ultimate heir to Avram's dynasty. And so that was Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara that he spoke, that was the tzachik. He was laughing about that. He was saying, "What is he? Who does he think he is? He's not even the one." As a result of this laughter, which is compared to the three sins, which each one of these sins is called tzchoik. Okay? Each one of these sins is called tzchaik, like Rashi says. You find the word litzachek by every single one of them. Yitzchak merited three types of laughter. In other words, Yitzchak, because he laughed off at Yitzchak, he did three unholy tzchaik, that brought three tzchaiks into Yitzchak. Yitzchak is gematria 208. If you triple Yitzchak, because you have three times laughter, Yitzchak, 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 three times laughter, you get 624. 208 times 3 is 624. 624 is the exact gematria. 624 is the exact gematria. I heard a noise over here that might have been an indication that I lost someone. Let me just make sure I didn't. Can someone speak up or text me if you lost me? Hello, if I lost anybody, because I'm not sure. Strange situation with the phone. Oh, we're on. Okay, perfect. If you hear me, then we're good. Very good, very good. Okay, just give me 1 second here. Let me just pull it back. Okay, good. So the gematria of three times Yitzchak is 624, which is the exact gematria of the word tidroch. Tidroch means you will step on. Interesting, the last words that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu benches the Jewish people, he says, Va'ata and you, at the end of the Parsha of Vezeis Abracha, he benches all the Shvatim, and then he says, Va'ata and you, al bomoisei moi, on their bomois. Bomois means on their, their buildings that they build up to their bama tidrach, you're going to step on it. You're going to crush it. It's interesting, it just occurred to me, Bamoi same moi, their bamos, tidrach, you're going to crush, you're going to step on it. Obviously, he's referring to the big mosque that's on. The Chasam Sefer doesn't say that. He just brings the pasuk. Va'atal bamoi same moi, tidrach. Tidrach is gematria 624. That since is an amazing thing. Since Yishmael laughed, and his laughter was the laughter of Lashon Hara, that he spoke against Yitzchak, which Lashon Hara is compared to three sins. And if it's three times laughter, each one is called laughter. And all those three laughters equal 624, which is the same word as tidroich. So when Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Jewish people, and it makes sense, the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu, referring to the coming of Mashiach, is vi'ata and you, referring to the children of Yitzchak. Al b'moi sein moi, on his bama. What's a bama? A bama is a mizbeach, a fake mizbeach. Vi'ata and you, al b'moi sein moi, on his mizbeach, on the bama that they're going to put on top of the Temple Mount, tidroich, you're going to step. Now, but the Chasam Sefer says something really interesting. Sidroich is gematria 624, but the word tidroich, if you take it individually, you have a dalid, and then chaf reish saf. Dalid chaf reish saf is dalid can either be read dalid kares. Kares means three times cutting off, or incision, or dalid keser. Four times, dalid is four, it's not three times four. Four times keser crown. So he says both are true. Four times kares to Yishmael, four times crown to Yitzchak. As a result of these three laughters, the laughter, which Yitzchak now, which Yishmael is laughing, kind of corresponding to the three averes, it brings tidroich three times Yitzchak. In other words, who's going to have the last laugh, which is Yitzchak? Which is Yitzchak is 624, gematria tidroich. The word tidroich is dalid kares and dalid keser. The dalid kares is the four times kares for Yishmael. What is the four times kares of Yishmael? We know that there are four lives. We say in Shabbos davening, we say that In Shabbos davening, we say four times, there are four worlds, and if it's four experiences of life, which are in Keiladin, I'm sorry, with their Shabbos, we say, Ein aroich lecha ba'olam hazeh, there's no comparison to you in this world. And there is no one besides you to the life of the world to come. So that's the next stage. What is the lashon over there? So the four worlds is Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and then Yemoisa Mashiach and Tchias Hameis. And Yishmael is cut off from all these four worlds, Dalet Kares, because of his lack of wanting, of him not resisting to accept this inyan, that the Jewish people are the scoin, so to speak, of Avram Avinu. They are the ultimate, the ones who bear, who are Avram Avinu's lineage in this world. Yitzchak merits four times keser. Tidroich is four crowns. What are the four crowns? We know that four crowns. What are the four crowns? Three crowns are keser malchus, the crown of kingdom. Keser kahuna, the crown of kahuna. And then there is keser teira, the crown of teira. And finally, there's keser shemtiv. So the four crowns to the Jewish people are corresponding to the four karesis of Yishmael, which is all related to Yishmael's metzachik, that he's laughing. And what is he laughing of? He's laughing of the suda that we made b'yomi gamelas Yitzchak, of that the Jewish people are Hashem. This is all there in the story. Obviously, when Sarah sees this, Sarah is very upset. And she tells Avram Avinu, "Let's continue." Vatayimel Avram, she says to Avram, "Goreisha amev ezbena, drive out the amma, this maid and her son, ki lo yiyaresh bena amma zaisim b'niyas im Yitzchak. Let not this son of the maid." He will not inherit together with my son, with Yitzchak. It's interesting, she calls him Amma. Up till now, it's always referred to as Shifcha. Shifcha Sarah. Suddenly she calls him Amma. Why is it called Amma over here? And what does he mean also, ki lo yareish? And it says yi yareish with two yudin. Because what she was chasing him away was from this world and the world to come. That's what she wanted. She wanted Avram Avinu to banish Yishmael from life in this world and the world to come. See, interesting. You see about the Yishmael that they never settled. I mean, at least now they're not settled in this world either. Now, so many of them are taking their own lives in this world. They have the suicide madness. They take their lives from this world. They don't really have a life. They're living a miserable life. They suffer so much. But they don't have. It's not like they have this world. They don't have this world. But then also in the world to come, she wanted him to cut him off, and that's what bothered Avram Avinu very much. He couldn't bear the fact that he's going to have to cut him off from this world and the world to come. But that's why it mentions with the two yudin of the word yi yaresh is indicative of the two worlds. Yi yaresh, he's not going to have a Yerusha now and not in the world to come. Now, why? So the Shach, Reb Shapsi Kain, in his Pirush Al HaTorah says really interesting. He says, again, we asked the question before, why is it mentioned as Ben Ha'amma? Why does he call it the Amma when up till now we're always referring to him as Shifcha? So he says that Amma comes from the word Ema. Ema means dread. Sarah was possessed by a powerful dread because she was bigger than Avram Avinu in Ruach HaKodesh. And she foresaw that what Yishmael is going to do to the Jewish people. And primarily, she saw that the antithesis to the Beis HaMikdash, to the third Beis HaMikdash, is Yishmael. Bichlal, Yishmael is one who fights the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans, but we see that the Yishmaelim, they're the ones who have a greater, not just opposition, but a greater direct involvement in stopping and holding on to the Temple Mount. Yishmael Dafka. He brings over there that when Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he invited to accompany him 80 duchsen. Duchsen means heads of military. They must have had 80 battalions of Arabs, of descendants of Yishmael, that joined along in the conquest of Jerusalem. That's why he says that the word Amma, besides the word Ema, which means a dread, The word Amma, if you put it into Atbash is a system of switching Aleph Beis, where you switch the first letter with the last letter. So Aleph becomes Tav, and Amma, Mem becomes Yud, and Hey becomes Tzadik. So you take Amma, Amma, and you switch it around with Atbash, you get the word Tits. Tits comes from the word Lenatates. Lenatates means to destroy. In other words, who shattered, broke, Lenatates? Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? That was the Yishmaels, the Arabs, that joined along in the festivity of the breaking. But the Shach doesn't say this, but it makes sense. Not only that, but they're the ones who are blocking the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash because of their mosque that they've put on that we spoke about earlier, Tidroich, that we need to step on that thing. So that is, and she saw this all. Sarah saw, had a vision. Because we know that the Imais were greater than the fathers in prophecy. So they were able to see even more than Avram. And she saw what Yishmael is going to stand. And that's why she says to Avram, Avinu, you need to drive him away completely, not only from this world, but from the world to come as well. The Rabbeinu Bachai, and I mentioned this Rabbeinu Bachai last time when we spoke about Yishmael, when Sarah chased away, what's her name, Hagar, already earlier. So the Rabbeinu Bachai says an interesting thing. He asked a question. It says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, Avram Avinu rose. Because first it says that Avram didn't want to, it bothered Avram, right? First it says in the Pasuk that she said to him, Vayeda Adavam Oid Be'enei Avram, that the matter was very bad in Avram's eyes. Aloid is Benoy about his son. So Hashem says to Avram, don't feel bad for the lad, your maid. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. In other words, she's seeing what you don't see. If you would see what you see, what she sees, you would agree to her. And then Hashem says, and again, this is the main point. This is Mam hammering home this point. Your children, who is going to be your zera, your seed? It's only Yitzchak, not Yishmael. Ki bi Yitzchak yikara l'chazara. And in Yitzchak itself, it's not the whole Yitzchak, it's part of Yitzchak. Chazal say an interesting thing, in Masechet Nedarim it says that if someone makes a vow, a neder, that he's not going to benefit, this person is such an anti-Semite, he says, I don't want to have anything to do with any of the children of Abraham. So guess what? He is permitted to have to do dealings with Yishmaelim, with Arabs, because Arabs are not called Zera Avram. Why? Because it says Ki bi Yitzchak yikara l'chazara, and then also only with the Jewish people he is forbidden. So because this the actual word Zera Avraham is only Yitzchak. It says over here Ki bi Yitzchak yikara l'chazara. See, this is what the whole fight was about. It's amazing, a story that happened 3,500 years ago. Is at the forefront of modern day politics in the world. It's who is the carriers of Avram Avinu. Anyways, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, it says that Avram Hashem instructs him to do so. He raises up early in the morning. Vayikach lechem, and he takes bread. Vachemas mayim, and a jug of water. Vayiten al Hagar, and he gives it to Hagar. Sam al Shichma, he puts it on her shoulder. Say Yelad and the child. Vashacha, and he sends her off. So Rabbeinu Bachaya is puzzled by this, that Avram Avinu is going to send off his son only with a little bread and water. Here he is, a very wealthy man. Couldn't they give him a suitcase of gold coins? Give him something. He gives him bread and water. So, V'yitachin loymar, the Rabbeinu Bachaya says, Kimasha girish oisei belechem umayim, this that she gave him, bread and water, this comes to say something else. For who? Shavram Rab Mara Hanavua, Avram Avinu now beheld in the prophecy, Shasidim Banav Lishtabetachas Yishmael, that the Jewish people are going to be under, they're going to be enslaved to Yishmael, they're going to suffer from Yishmael. And hear these words, it's very interesting words. V'chiyisna'u oisam sinna gedayla, and that the Yishmaelim will hate them with utter animosity, Shein Uma ba'olam shiyosainim liYisrael kibnei Yishmael. There isn't a ummah in the world, there isn't a nation in the world that has such hatred to the Jewish people like the Arabs. V'alkein isnag Avram imoy, and that's why Avram Avinu conducted himself with Yishmael, Like it is fitting to conduct yourself with an enemy. And he gave him bread and water. See how Jewish people deal with their enemies? Bread and water. You would think Avraham Avinu was doing, you know, Yishmael, when they want to deal with their enemies, they give them chemical weapons. That's what they do. And we know that they actually poisoned the Jewish people with gas when Yidden went out of when Yidden were being driven out of, they used already chemical weapons back then. It's their trade. That's what they give. The Jewish people give their enemies bread and water. The pasuk says, "Imrav seinacha." If your enemy is hungry, achilehu lechem, give him bread. Vimtzama, and if he is thirsty, yeshkeumayim, don't give him more than that. Give him bread and water. So obviously, right now wasn't the time of war. So obviously, in a time of war, you know, we're not allowed to make peace. You're not allowed to give him anything. But this wasn't. So then, but still, you know you have an enemy, and he is your enemy, and therefore, what do you give him? Bread and water. That's what Rabbeinu Bachaya says. In any case. Later, the pasuk describes, "Vayichlu amayim in achemas." The water that she took him out. Okay, so it says Hagar went out with Yishmael, and vatelech vatesa v'midbar be'er shava. So she went out into the desert. She got lost, and she was wandering in the desert of Be'er Shava. Vayichlu amayim in achemas, and the water ended from the jug. And she cast the boy tachas achad asichim under one of the bushes. So she took him and she threw him in the brush, in the cactus, whatever there was over there, in the desert. So what over here is a very big remez. It says v'yichlu amayim in achemes. The water concluded from the chemes. Water is kindness. Chemes is the same word as chamas. You see that? Chemes. Actually, it's with a taf, but it still can be. The word chamas. Vayichlu amayim en achemes. Time will come when water, which is chesed, will end from chamas. You see, just utter cruelty. Mamish, pure, pure cruelty. And when there's no chesed down here below, then above Hashem should help. The chesed to Yishmael should end. The chesed will end. Vatashlich es hayeled. And then the yeled, the son Yishmael, is thrown tachas achad hasichim. Who is under one of the sichim. So right away, you have to really notice, right away, the word hasichim has to start flashing. Achad, the one, who is the one? Hasichim is the same letters as HaMoshiach. Tachas achad hasichim. Yishmael is finally going to be thrown down to the feet, tachas achad hasichim. Who is going to be able to give an Eitzah with Yishmael? No one. The world is trying to figure Yishmael out. Putin tried, and this one tries, and that one tried. You know, Mekenzach Nishkan Eitzah again. You can't figure him out. No one is able to get a handle on Yishmael. It's only Achad Hashichim, which over here means Moshiach, will finally take possession of Yishmael. Interesting idea. It says that by the Akedas Yitzchak, it said that Avram Avinu tells Yishmael, "Shvu lachem poyim achamor, stay over here with the donkey, and I'm going up the mountain." So the Mefarshim say, interesting, it says, "Vayar," and by the Akedas Yitzchak it also says, "Vayar esamokoyim merochai," he saw the place from a distance. So the Medrash says in Medrash, I think it's Medrash Rabbah, that what does it mean that he saw the place from a distance? Asid hamokoyim, in the future, the place, lirachek min ba'olav, it's going to be distant from its owners. Interesting medrash. The owners, it's going to be, the place itself is going to be distant from its owners. The owners of the place are the Jewish people. Hara Maria belongs to us. And it's not that chas v'shalom by galus we stop being the owner. It's our land, and it's our mountain. It's our place. But yet, the place is going to become distant from its owners. During the entire galus, it became distant from us. Who is occupying that place? Avram Avinu said to Yishmael, "Shvu lachem, you're going to sit here, po, in this place." This is an indication that Yishmael is going to have the makam amigdash until the time is ready. But what's going to happen in the end? And what does he say? "Shvu lachem po, till when? Imachamor, until the man riding on a donkey is going to come. Ani v'reichev al achamor." The man riding on the donkey is going to eliminate Yishmael from that mountain. as we said before, Ata b'maisei tidreich, you are going to step on his bama that he put on that place. Tidreich, you're going to step. Oh, because of Yishmael's sin of laughter, he's going to be removed from that place. And where is it going to be? Like it says in this pasuk, that vayishlacheyu, he sent him tachas achas asichim, on the one of under the one which is Hamashiach, oisiyas asichim. May we merit that to see this already, taken from Yamash, where Mamash holding over there already right now. May we merit that Hashem should clear already the place, the Makam HaMishkan, from all the shmutz that's on it. And we should see, Vaineinu Terena, our eyes should behold the third Beis HaMikdash in all of its glory, standing with all of its radiance and all of its light. And Yitzchak and all of Yitzchak's children should be there celebrating with everlasting joy and ultimate laughter forever and ever and ever. Have a good week. And a Mashiach de Gavach.